Yo.
You are now locked in.
Yo, about to shut it down.
You are locked in
to Canada's number one.
You know what it is?
Canada number one. Urban Top Mix Show.
We about to get this popping right now.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Nifty Christian Radio Show.
With your host.
Check this out.
Oh, yeah.
Nifty and KC.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Let's get it popping.
Trying to diss nobody now, but I think it's important that we get a couple things straight. So to whom we may concern, listen, yeah, I hear them claiming they're aiming for the top and they the greatest. A couple mil, a couple deals, and in fact they're famous. But on the real, that's no appeal to the God who's gracious. Beat his air, rhymes are air, but your songs are vacant. I am more than just a man trying to make a statement. I represent a few, on a rescue mission. Call us lifeboats, a lifeguards. Either way, life is present in our songs. This is my song, upon this instrumental, it's like a remedy to your life storms. So when I spit palms, never forget the icon who hyped on, sin and depth and gripped it like a python. You would never climb high enough to get the throne. Matter of fact, you know this in your heart when you're left alone. Yeah. See all your pamphlets impressing all your best friends. At best to the Lord on high, a basic like your best bread. Yeah. That means he sleeps on and sleeps on you. So let the sun shine in, singing good morning. Chi-town, T-O, down to N-Y. In every city on the globe, he a great guy. See, I could deliver rhymes and fit it up like a figure nine. In the perfect time, you think I'm greater than the one who gives the rhymes. But that'd be my suicide. Excuse me while I step aside. I let the rise of the applause, go to God. So boy, take cues to guide you, ain't news. You wrote a record, what he wrote them 66 books. And he's the many more, way too much to score. The universe is kinda like his bedroom door. And that's an understatement, powerful and patient. Lion and a lamb, he's more than just a man. He's more than just a king, he's more than just a being. He's greater than anything you could ever think to dream. You see, I know him, I know he knows no opponents. Bold enough to come within a mile of where his throne is. So basically you're phony, but still he loves you, homie. But you gambling your soul when you rob his glory. Yeah. Let's get it straight, baby. You know what, he ain't just Mufasa, he ain't just the Lion King. He the lion and the king. Matter of fact, he the whole jungle, baby. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Nifty Christian Radio Show here on NiftyChristian.com, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. Nifty KC, we're your hosts. Welcome to our world.
Yes, once again.
Welcome, welcome. Miss K Sizzle, how are you, my dear?
I am well, Nifster.
Yeah, man. You know, it's February. It's Black History Month. It's Valentine's Month.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like it's just an overall positive month.
So it's a busy month.
We want to welcome everybody to the month of positivity, I guess.
Yes, shortest month of the year.
You know,
everyone's having a great February.
Yeah,
regardless.
I hope so too, man. That track was actually by my man Spoken, a mixtape track called Mufasa. He's got something dropping on April 26th. So big on my man Spoken, man. I like that one.
I had a little something to do with that.
Yeah. K the A&R actually slid Spoken that beat. And said that he would sound good on it. And my word.
And he did.
He tore that to shreds.
I must say, he rose to the challenge.
My man shredded the beat.
Like a champ.
Yeah.
So
big up. Big up a man Spoken.
Thumbs up to Spoken.
Role Model Records. All of that, man. A lot of stuff going on this year. We got a pretty good show as well. I just want to talk very briefly about the last show we did about the Jay-Z signing Lecrae.
Mm-hmm.
My word.
People were they took that very personally.
Oh, my word.
Very personally.
It was just a hypothetical situation,
again,
y'all.
And the thing is, I said this in the show. I remember quite distinctly.
Yeah.
My exact words were, don't worry, folks. He's not signing just people, like not
people,
at all. He's not signing.
Literally.
And they just took off running. It was like, no,
man,
please don't do it, Lecrae.
Our phone lines blew up, man. As one of the, I think, well, you know, actually this year, phone lines been blown up period for almost every show, but this one really, really, it blew up. My Facebook page blew up. It was just crazy. My man Jason, man, if you're listening, man, Jason, I think Jason and Greg are probably our two most intelligent callers. And Jason had a very, very wise comment. And I didn't want to air it on the show because it was just so much comments. But Jason, if you're listening, man, I actually put your comment on YouTube. Please don't be mad at me. But I just thought it was so intelligent and so practical and so wise that I wanted to give it that YouTube exposure.
You
so for
I
all
like
the listeners,
Jason,
check it out.
I like Jason. He gets really passionate about his points.
He's passionate and he's logical.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be passionate but not make any sense.
Yeah.
But he makes sense.
He argues his points with fervor.
Yeah, with flair.
Finesse.
But,
very nice.
But yeah, man. I mean, are there any news stories that you got?
There was some news
there
stories
was a couple,
out there.
Couple things that popped up this past few weeks.
Like what? Have you been visiting Nipple Christian lately?
I've been visiting. There was the Bun B thing.
Listeners out there, have you visited niftychristian.com lately? Have you?
I hope so, or else I'm going to come and break your knees.
Have you? Because, I mean, we've got some not just good news stories. We have some really good videos posted on there as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I love Shad K's Keep Shining.
Go log on right now. It's not staying up forever, but log on right now. Shad K has a video
called video.
Keep Shining.
So simple, but so effective. It's moving. I'm not kidding. It's moving.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's just something about the graphics. I mean, I can't even talk about it, man. Like, you just gotta log on and watch it. Maybe
great
if,
song.
If it's not there,
fabulous video.
YouTube it. And you know, I want to feel somewhat. I feel proud, man.
Canada,
Canada, man.
Canada, stand up.
Very, very talented MC. And a lot of stuff coming out. Relic stuff is coming out very soon.
He's got an EP. I'm a Relic fan. I can't wait for that.
Huge fan. Spoken's coming out. Never Heard is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Direct is coming out.
All the talent is just coming out.
Nifty's coming out.
2011.
Deshaun Knight's coming out.
Yeah.
It's going to be such a crazy year. 2011.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, man, you're going to have a lot of great Canadian artists to listen to and enjoy for this year,
We've had a chance to hear some, like have a little sneak peek of some of the stuff that the artists have been working on, and let me just tell you, you are in for a ride.
It's nuts,
crazy.
It's nuts, man.
It's crazy.
Nuts.
Even you, like your stuff, you're in a different place.
Aww.
I'm fair. I am very fair.
Yeah.
I give credit where credit is due. And I think you've grown. And from what I've heard in your music at this point, you're a different MC from who you were back when, let's just say, The Preface came out.
Yeah.
There was so much to listen to, so much to take away from. And again, that's just from a sneak peek. I haven't heard it all.
Amen, sister.
I've heard a little bit of Never Heards and... I can't even. There are no words.
Jeez, yeah. But I'm missing
fire,
people, man. I'm missing. I know some other people are coming out, man. But yeah, it's
fire.
Crazy. I seriously can't wait. We'll have some news again in the next couple months regarding. You know what? I can't even mention it yet, man.
No, but suffice it to say, there is some big news coming down the pipeline.
Big news coming up.
So stay tuned for that. Next few episodes, you're going to be in for a treat.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you should be. I'm excited myself. I actually put the H in there because it is worth it today, man. It is absolutely worth it. You guys have no idea.
So you posted an article on the page about blacks not having the lowest marriage rate, was it?
Yeah, the marriage rate is falling for black couples. Not that they're not falling in love. They are. They're just not getting married.
Why do you think that is?
Well, they're saying it's not looking good, especially for black women, because I think that the numbers are something like 39% of black women are unmarried by the age of 41, as opposed to 9% of white women. and maybe 12% of Latino women.
Yeah.
And that's interesting that the black women are doing this. And it's the article goes on to say that black women tend to play a sort of an unwitting role in the destruction of their own relationships.
I kind of agree.
Yeah.
From my personal experience standpoint.
From personal experience?
Yeah. I mean, I can't talk for all the black women. I mean,
you better not be talking about your wife.
No, no,
you're
going to
get
not.
Your knees broke.
My wife, you good, man. I mean, I'm you know, she's black. I'm good. But I mean, there's personal people that I know. I'll give you an example. This dude I know, he says that a coworker of his at his job wants him to get her pregnant so that she can have mat leave.
What?
Now,
what?
Now, you know, this is just something where no marriage, no real relationships, so to speak, but to have a
just
baby.
Let me have just, your baby.
Just for purpose of courtship. You know, I've seen cases where, you know, the whole gold digger thing where people try to get pregnant just to lock down the man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Again, I know personal examples of people who have tried to do that, the women as well, where they've intentionally tried to get pregnant just to keep a man or just to have some sort of a bargaining chip.
Tis, tis.
You know, and it's rare that you hear about these things at that frequency with other races.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's very rare that you'll hear, let's say, an Asian really go there to to go. I mean, to just go on mat leave. You know, you'll never hear a Chinese woman
let
say,
"Let me have your baby so I can go on mat leave."
You'll never hear a Chinese person
actually,
saying that. I'm sorry.
I gotta admit, it sounds stupid.
Happen.
It just sounds stupid saying
happen.
It. I have to admit, it sounds really stupid just repeating that particular sentence. Let me have your baby because I just want the mat leave.
Yeah.
That's really dumb. I'm sorry. Now, and in the article, they were talking about how black women in particular have these unrealistic expectations of mm-hmm. their mate. And for instance, one woman said, the psychologist interviewed one woman who said she didn't want to date a laborer or a blue collar worker. She would rather date a man who carried a briefcase. Mm-hmm. She wanted a man who carries a briefcase. And so the doctor was like, well, what if all the briefcase had in it was a peanut butter sandwich? Would you still want to date him?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you still think he's all that?
Yeah.
Do you think it's that important? So, you know, the prerequisites that black women have,
mm-hmm.
they don't seem to be measuring up in the way that they need to be. And it's really a sad thing because, you know, it's the fact is that the educated black men aren't going for women with that mentality.
Exactly.
They're going for women of a higher breed, so to speak. And if it happens to be a woman that is outside of that race, then unfortunately, so be it.
Unfortunately. But what can you do? I think that's a good segue to our topic for today. One of our topics, I should say, we're going to be discussing depression
mm-hmm.
and a very, very prominent issue in Canada and the U.S. I'm not sure about the stats for the rest of the world, but I know in Canada and the U.S., it's a very big problem and something that isn't addressed that much in the church. So we kind of want to address it briefly today and hopefully give some practical insight to deal with it. And, you know, even if you yourself, the listener, are not depressed, there's a good chance you know somebody who is. So our prayer is that we can give something useful so that you can help them get through that. And I kind of want to discuss as well Lecrae and the Grammy thing, man. That bothered me.
Do you want to discuss that first? Well, at least let's cut to some music and
yeah,
then let's talk about Lecrae before we get into the depression discussion.
Let's cut to a break, man. This is my man Daniel King with Starlight. I like this song. Some more Canadian flavor. Starlight, check it out. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Hit you off with the newest holy hip hop and R&B music first.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Thank you. You are listening to an MTO Productions.
Tonight I'ma look back through my life, but no pit stops. Time is really flying, see the wings on my wristwatch. I'm David, but only when I'm blameless. Life is really nice, not only when my name is. I'm famous, but only cause I'm changing. Kingdoms, the king done, soldier slowly fainted. Drawing my sword cause I know we normally painted. Created my lifestyle and almost never made it. Love saved him, love is never fading. Love is understanding even when you're not the greatest. Love is sacrifice, love is ever waiting. Love is very patient, some say it's even aging. Hey love, well, what's your name, and if you aging, slow your wrinkles down. I feel a teardrop on my cheekbone trickle down. In the worst of times, all I ever think about, I think about. Starlight chases all the right faces. Starlight grazes all the right places. Starlight changes all that I've wasted. Things gon' change as long as I'm patient. Starlight chases all the right faces. Starlight grazes all the right places. Starlight changes all that I've wasted. Things gon' change as long as I'm patient.
They say good things come to those who wait. So a spaceship coming for me when the bus is late. Now I'm playing, but sometimes I like to sit in space, just so I could see the world in a different way. Color called me up and said I'm in a different race, but Jesus Christ is running with me at a different pace. Have you ever seen the stars in somebody's eyes when they not looking at Jay in a fancy ride? I have touched them, iPad, old life in a garbage bag. I'm glad nobody teach it to me like my dad. Close my eyes and finally got my sight back. I see nothing I ain't supposed to. Starlight coming, I feel it, it's getting closer. Faith is what drives me, I like being chauffeured. Somebody needs a lift, Faith, please pull over.
Starlight chases all the right faces. Starlight grazes all the right places. Starlight changes all that I've wasted. Things gon' change as long as I'm patient. Starlight chases all the right faces. Starlight grazes all the right places. Starlight changes all that I've wasted. Things gon' change as long as I'm patient. Starlight chases all the right faces. Starlight grazes all the right places. Starlight changes all that I've wasted. Things gon' change as long as I'm patient. Starlight chases all the right faces. Starlight grazes all the right places. Starlight changes all that I've wasted. Things gon' change as long as I'm patient.
I was up, I was down, I was thrown all around. I was broken and hurt on the path that leads to nothing. But a light from above, that starlight of love kept shining and shining and shining. Now I see, I see.
Starlight chases all the right faces. Starlight changes all that I've wasted.
True light only comes to those that are true.
Starlight chases all the right faces.
Your heart is a perfect home.
Starlight changes all that I've wasted.
Started when it ended.
Yeah, yeah, baby. 18 minutes after the hour. It is the Nifty Christian Radio Show. NiftyChristian.com, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. That was Daniel King, Starlight. And did you check out the Grammys?
Well, I gotta say that I caught bits and pieces of it. It was pretty sporadic.
Yeah.
I didn't see the rap/rap gospel
yeah
album. And I actually don't like that they lumped them both together.
Was it even televised? I don't think it was televised.
It may not have been. I don't know if it was, because they give out so many awards, you know, during the night that they yeah. kind of just gloss over the smaller categories and skip to the big ones like Album of the Year and Song of the Year.
It must be a long night. I was on the Grammy.com website.
It's a long list.
It is a long, I mean, there's like classical engineer and orchestra.
Afro beats and all like, kinds of strange
what?
Categories.
Classical engineer? What the heck? But yeah, you're right. It's a long list.
It's a very, very long list. So there is a good chance that it never really did make it to air.
Yeah.
Needless to say, our boy Lecrae Crayola was up for a Grammy. He was nominated, but he didn't win.
He was grouped with this group called Switchfoot.
Switchfoot. Like, yeah. I said, the hip-hop acts were mixed in with the rock acts. And I don't like that. I understand that, I guess, the category's not big enough on either side of the spectrum.
Oh, that's not
true. Is that the case?
Rock?
According to them, well, it wouldn't be fair.
Christian rock is huge.
But how much hip-hop is there that they would think that is so worthy of Grammy nominations?
If I was a rock lover, which I'm not, but if I was a rock lover, I would be angry. Because rock alone, it's a huge
rock has a lot a bigger pool to choose from. But what about
there should have been more rock people in there. I mean, if we're thinking of Switchfoot, we're talking Thousand Foot Crutch, we're talking Cutlass.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean.
My issue's not with the rock.
I understand, but I'm saying the mere fact that they shorted the rock on the Christian side. Of course they're going to short the hip-hop on the Christian side.
No, well, they lumped them both together.
Yeah.
And that I don't understand. It's not fair. There's a lot of talent out there on the hip-hop side in particular.
Oh, yeah.
I could have named a few others that I would have probably listed as nominees as well. I don't know the whole process. It's possible that you have to submit your work for consideration and then they choose and whatnot. I don't know how they make their selection process.
It makes no sense.
But I didn't like it.
If we're talking about how big something is, I mean, like, how big really is folk music? You know what I mean? For that to have its own category. How big is classical engineering?
Then why is it
for that to have its own category?
It's so, you know what I mean? Weird. It's so weird. Classic gospel has its own category.
Yeah.
Rhythm and praise pretty much has its own category as well. So that's contemporary gospel. Yeah. What is wrong with allowing hip-hop, urban gospel, to have its own category as well as alternative gospel to have its own category? Each of those, you know, has its own merit, and it carries a lot of talent in its own right.
You already got 52 billion categories. What's one more gonna do?
It's a couple more. I'm gonna kill you.
What's a couple more gonna do, man?
Yeah.
Regardless, I mean, big up to Lecrae and Reach Records.
I mean, it's an honor. They always say it's an honor to be nominated, and we're proud of you anyway, Crayola.
But
I don't know if you like that name, Crayola. Crayola.
I think he's cool with it. What did you think of the whole thing with Bieber?
I laughed. I really laughed. I thought
Justin
it was funny.
Bieber.
Because you see, the thing for me is I guess I'm just old.
Yeah.
I have never quite understood the Bieber hype. My husband and I went out to the movies a couple nights ago to see a movie that was not Justin Bieber's movie.
Yeah.
And okay, we got there at, let's just say, 6:30. There were two showtimes for Justin Bieber. One was about 6:55 and the other one was at 9:30.
Yeah.
The 9:30 show was sold out for Justin Bieber's little movie.
This
never
was at
say never.
6:30, you're saying?
At 6:30,
wow.
The 9:30 show was sold out.
Wow.
Kids
lined up
everywhere.
Huh? Lined up.
Little girls everywhere. I went to the bathroom and I could not even find a place to put my feet down when I was trying to walk to a stall. These little girls are spread out all over the bathroom floor with their t-shirts scribbling Beliebers all over their clothes, stickers everywhere on their bodies, kids everywhere you turn, lineups for miles. I would have sworn Justin Bieber himself was going to show up that night, and it wasn't. And come to find out, the movie doesn't even have him like performing or anything. It's his life story. It's just a sort of documentary about his life. I could have watched that on A&E if I cared enough. I wouldn't have paid $9+
but all them hundreds of kids paid.
Their parents paid.
I think he raked in like $30 million at the box office over the weekend.
He cleaned up at the box office. And that's another reason why him not winning Best New Artist had them in, you know, such an uproar. Because the girl who actually won, Esperanza, I can't remember her last name either, but I know her first name. She blew everybody away. Now, she's very talented in her own right. Very, very talented. She's a prodigy. She taught herself to play the violin at age four.
Yeah.
She's a favorite among celebrities. She's performed for President Obama when he won the Nobel Peace Prize. She's got a lot under her belt. She's got a lot under her belt.
I think she was surprised that she won.
She was surprised. I mean, going up against the more popular
Drake
names.
Drake, Bieber, yeah.
Drake would have been, I still would have been kind of surprised if Drake had won. But I was expecting Justin Bieber just for the sheer force of popularity.
The hype and all that.
I thought that, you know, so, but the Beliebers were in disbelief. They were upset. I just felt like gloating. I felt like putting it up on my Facebook page because I was like, nah, let me not.
That's mean, KC. That's so mean.
I'm sorry. I don't understand it. I understand the boy has, you know, some degree of talent. He has a modicum of talent. That's fine. But hey, I think it's just an age thing. When we were younger, we had our own teen idols and all that. I guess it's just like that. You know, my son, when he's 8 now, I suppose by the time he's 12, there's going to be some group or some act that he really likes and enjoys.
Posters on the wall.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to, you know, give him money to go to see movies and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's part of the childhood experience and the adolescent experience to really go nuts over someone that older people find just completely talentless. But hey, you know, it's part of it. It's part of it. I just thought it was amusing. I thought the whole thing was just pretty funny.
Am I allowed to say something completely random to you right now?
Sure,
this is
ahead.
Completely off topic. And don't take it the wrong way, but I'm hot. And the studio fan is not on. I forgot to turn it on. So I'm going to take off my shirt right now because I'm extremely hot.
Why? Why so do you feel the need to mention this?
Hold on.
I don't understand why this is worthy of mention on the show. And he really did take his shirt off. I don't understand this.
Much better. T-shirt. I love your face, man. Let's take a quick break, man. We'll be right back with a discussion on depression. Keep it locked, y'all.
Here we go again.
This is Canada's number one talk show.
Number one.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
I am talking to you.
With Nifty and KC.
Transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forgive not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all mine iniquities, and who heals all my diseases. In Jesus' name, yeah. If you have faith, blind man, and I believe that you cleanse the ten. I believe that you made the lame walk, and I believe that you raised the dead, and I believe you're the cure for cancer. Cause by you all things were made.
Yes, man. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Nifty Christian Radio Show. One of the things that I wanted to get into today, put on my serious voice.
Let me just wait. Let me do something really random here. I just need everyone to know that you're not really shirtless here in the studio.
I said t-shirt.
You're not.
I said t-shirt.
Yeah. You said I'm taking my shirt off. I just thought we'd be clear.
Clearly, you weren't listening because you were too busy watching me take off my shirt. Because after I took it off,
oh,
I said t-shirt.
Gosh, please.
But anyway, I don't blame you. It's okay. I'll keep my wife away from you.
Oh, your wife.
It's all good. It's okay.
Oh, my goodness.
But
look at what you've started.
Clearly, you know, I forgive you. It's okay. I forgive you. The Lord loves you.
Wow.
Anyway, back to our discussion. Your face is priceless right now. On a serious note, let me, you know, get my serious face on. On a serious note, we wanted to touch on this serious topic of depression. You know, in Ontario, I mean, the stats are staggering all over, but here in Canada, in the last 10 years, more people, men especially, have committed suicide than have died from car crashes. And I think that's crazy. More men have died from suicide than car crashes in the last 10 years here in Canada. I believe in 2004, there was about 11.6 million visits to the doctor regarding depression and anxiety. It is the fastest growing diagnosis here in Canada, so it is clearly a big thing. And one thing that I notice is that, you know, even though it's diagnosed on such a large scale, I think in the church it's misrepresented. It's probably understated in the church, because the fact is a lot of people don't want to admit that they're depressed because it makes them seem less holy or less Christian or that they have less faith. So a lot of people keep this hidden in the closet when it comes to the church, but it's a big thing when it comes to depression in the church as well. So this is something that we felt it was necessary to definitely talk about and address, at least on some form. I mean, you know, we definitely don't have all the answers, but, you know, we're going to try and give a couple today. Have you come across any forms of depression in your experience or... just in, you know, in your life? And if so, like, how did you deal with it, or how did you advise a person, rather, you know, not to put your stuff out there, but, you know, if you had a friend or something, how did you help them get through it in your past?
Well, depression, like, I can say I've been through it myself. When you know it lasts for longer than a day, a week, a month, when it's persistent.
Yeah.
When you wake up sad, you go to sleep sad. It's a pretty good indication that there is something that needs paying attention to. That you're probably facing depression. I mean, a lot of us are functional. There are some people who really can't. Like, they just, they almost check out and they don't enjoy doing the things that they used to do anymore, and they can't get through the day. But then there are a lot of us who get up every day, go to a place that we hate, to a job that we hate, work among people that we hate, and then come back home, you know, with all the pressures, only to wake up and do it all over again.
Yeah.
And it does get very difficult when you're in a rut and your life just really isn't going the way that you planned, or things are just happening that you really don't understand. For me, when I was going through it, I've been through it twice, but once I think it had to do with, like, hormones when I first had my son. I was on meds for a bit. One of those, I forget what it was called, antidepressants.
Okay.
But the name of it escapes me at the moment.
Okay.
But for me, I just, one day I was like, well, I'm happy. I don't know why I'm happy. I have nothing to be happy about. I'm just happy. And it was because I'd taken the drugs. And so at some point, I just stopped taking them. And the way I got myself out of the funk at the time was to work on myself. Like, I wasn't happy with my self-image at the time. I had all the baby fat still. I wasn't working. So, A, I started to work out. B, I started looking for a job. The minute those things fell into place, I was able to feel better about myself. The minute those things started to materialize for me, I started feeling better. So that's something that you can think of. Try to think of the things that you can control and what would you change? What could you possibly change about yourself?
Yeah.
To alleviate the difficulties. Now, this is not for everybody. Of course, sometimes there's different forms of depression, as you pointed out, and I can't possibly cover them all. This is just my personal experience and what I've done. I had a second instance of it, but it was really because, again, I was in a bad situation at work. I hated where I was. I just didn't feel like I was getting anywhere. My love life wasn't the greatest. I was alone all the time. And so I think I was just down a lot, but there was someone in my workplace who was like a mother figure to me, and she helped me through a lot of it. And it wasn't so much the pray and her saying pray and it, you know, it'll get better. What she was doing was she would boost me up. She would say stuff like, don't let people get you down. You're great and don't ever forget that. You're good at what you do, don't ever forget that. Hold your head up every time you go in there. Don't let people make you feel like you're less of a person. So if you have someone who you can turn to confide in, who will lift your spirits and let you know that you matter.
Yeah.
Because at that time, you need to know, when you're going through stuff like that, you need to know that you matter.
You know, I think you had a very... That's such an important point, man. That is such an important point. I think, especially as Christians, when we run across someone who's not having a great day, our first inclination is to say, well, pray about it, or I'll pray for you. And you gotta understand, when you're depressed, you really don't want to pray. That is not helpful advice. I mean, yes, it is good advice, but it's not helpful advice.
And a lot of the times, depressed people will say they've prayed and God isn't listening.
Exactly, they'll say that God's not listening. I think prayer has to be, you know, done with a certain mindset. But I think that's such a strong point. I mean, if you know someone who's going through it, don't say that you'll pray for them. Just do it. And two, you be the positive word in their life. You give them word of encouragement. Because you know what I mean? It's like there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And when people are depressed, it's because they're not looking at the light. They're looking at where they are right now, and they're looking behind them. They're focusing on the past. They're focusing on the present. They're not focusing on the future. And I think what your mentor did was just basically help you and reminded you that, hey, there is a future for you, and there is a future that you can, and you can take charge of.
And you know what was amazing about this woman was that while she was encouraging me, she was fighting cancer.
Wow.
She was battling kidney cancer in pain all the time, and never once did she ever say, you know, draw the attention of the situation back to herself and say, you know, oh, I'm sorry, you're having a bad day, but you know, this is, look at me, I'm in pain, and never. She always had a smile on her face. She always had a kind word. She was always trying to make other people feel better. She passed away last year, but I will never forget her for that. She was battling cancer.
Wow.
At work, every day, sick, you know, she had cancer, and she's, you know, in the ER on the weekends, back at the office on Monday. She was that kind of person.
Wow.
Literally dedicated to the very end. And it's that point. We have to remember that as bad as it is for us, there's someone out there who is so much worse.
Always worse.
If we could sit down and have a conversation with Jesus, for instance, and go, you know, God, oh, Jesus, my situation is just so bad. How would we feel if Jesus went, you think you had it bad?
It's true.
You know, well, top this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
They whipped me 100 times. Want to see my back? Check the scars. Okay? Yeah. You want to see my hands?
Look
you want to see my hands?
Look at my hands, Negro.
There's
look at my
nails, dude. There's nails.
I can see through it.
Check my feet. Same deal.
Yeah.
I got a hole in my side. Oh, and did I tell you that they made me carry this thing all the way up to the hill?
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you that I was thirsty and they gave me vinegar? Did I tell you all that?
Yeah.
Did I tell you that one of my best friends sold me out for all this?
Yeah.
What would you say if Jesus could turn to us and say this? Like, whoops, then I guess my situation doesn't really compare.
It doesn't.
It really seems so small when you compare it to what Jesus went through.
No. For us. And that's real talk. And, you know, and speaking about the whole, comparison thing, that's another reason why a lot of people fall into depression is they're comparing themselves to another something, whether they're comparing their relationship or their marriage to another marriage, or mm-hmm. they're comparing the money that they make to the income of another person or a celebrity that they're seeing on the TV or in the magazines. And they're like, well, since, you know, I'm not making that type of money, you know, it draws them into depression. Or if they don't look a certain way, if they don't look like, you know, that model on the magazine cover, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's always a comparison. I shouldn't say always, but a lot of times depression comes from us comparing ourselves to another person or to another situation. And I want to draw your attention. I mean, if that's you, or if you know somebody who's doing that, I want to draw your attention to the scripture. I don't have the exact scripture in my, but you can Google it, you know. But it's the parable of the talents. It's a very popular one, so it should be very easy to find. I know it off the top of my head. But, you know, the parable is the Lord gave out talents to three people. To one person, he gave five talents. Mm-hmm. To the other person, he gave two talents. And to the third person, he gave one talent. And he sent them all off to basically go and invest talents or gifts, or, you know what I mean, just basically to see what they would do. And the person with the five talents, he invested it, and he was able to gain five more talents. The other person who received two talents, he went out, he invested, and he was able to gain two additional talents. And then the guy who received one talent, what he did is he actually buried it and just kept it safe. And his logic was, you know, the master worked so hard for it, he was scared of losing it. But I want us to focus on what was said to the people with the five talents and the two talents. What happened was very interesting. After the guy with the five talents came back to his Lord and said, hey, I was able to, you know, invest this and I grew it to five, his master said something interesting. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will make you ruler of many things. This is what he said to the guy with five talents. I will make you ruler of many things. Good job, blah, blah, blah. Basically, a pat on the back. Now, the guy who had the two talents now, what was interesting here is that the master said the exact same thing to him. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will make you ruler of many things. Now, I want you to think about that for a second, because here is somebody who had five talents, went out and invested it and got five more. And there's another guy who got two talents, went out and invested more, but they both had the same reward. They were both made ruler of many things. And a lot of times the normal average guy, me and you, are looking at the guy, the other guy who has 10 or 15 talents, and we think he's more happier or that he's more blessed than us. And here we have this parable to show us that it doesn't matter how much he has. We all have the exact same reward, the exact same feeling. And therefore, there isn't any cause for that depression. And therefore, there isn't any reason for you to be comparing. When you compare, number one, you might find out that that person has a far worse story than you, as, you know, with Jesus and, you know, your friend with the cancer. Mm-hmm. And number two, even if you're trying to compare what you have and what you don't have, just because they have more on the outside doesn't mean that they're more blessed than you. Because this parable clearly states that they're rewarded in exactly the same way. And I think, you know, I read that, I'm like, whoa, man, that's like, you know, like as most people say, that really rocked me.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to say that.
Yeah, sure. The funny thing is that just the fact that you're able to talk about your situation and about the past and what you've been through, it means that you made it.
It's
you
true.
Made it out of it.
It's true.
The fact that I can sit here and I can recount the story of going through a sad time,
mm-hmm.
a dark time, and having someone who helped me through it.
It's true.
And that was, looking back, that was years ago.
Yeah.
more than 3 years ago, three, four years ago, time has passed, and I am now in a completely different place. I am very happy now. And that's the thing. You never stay down forever.
That's
you never
true.
Stay down for long. God won't ever forget you. Never. And that's the truth about it. Because just as sad as you might be right now, know that a time of real happiness is coming. Usually, they say the darkest night is just before the dawn.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are at your lowest point, know that you are getting ready for that breakthrough. You're getting ready for that time of sun, that time of happiness. And it is close. It is close.
Amen, sister.
That's something that you must always remember.
Amen. And talk to people, man. I mean, if you're the one who's depressed or if you know somebody, I think it's so important. I mean, whether it's your pastor, a friend, a family member, just talk. I mean, even if you don't want to talk about what you're going through, do not seclude yourself. I think this is important. I mean, a lot of times when people commit suicide, it's when they're left alone with their own thoughts. They're not talking to people about what's going on. They're not being uplifted and reminded that
and usually,
there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Usually it's the ones who talk about it that, you know, they're not that far.
Exactly.
The ones who really commit suicide, those, they tend to not give anyone any warning. Even, I've heard instances where they seemed happy just before it took place. You know,
because they're dealing with it all on their own.
It's so funny. Valentine's Day is a day that inspires, you know, a lot of commercialism, a lot of good deeds and kindness and romance, but it also inspires a lot of depression.
Yeah.
It's one of those days where you find that some couples, and it's also around the holidays, and statistics say that you find a lot of breakups around this time.
A lot of men are cheap.
All right, a lot of men are cheap, and you get the couples that look around at others and see how happy everybody else seems.
It's a comparison.
And then you look inward, and it's just not the same.
Yeah.
And then the fights begin.
Yeah, exactly.
And then everything deteriorates, and it gets really, really bad. And it's amazing that we let these things get to us. And to me, Valentine's Day also has a different connotation because a friend of mine committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And his birthday happens to be on Valentine's Day. I can't even kid you.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. Valentine's Day. So he would have been 32.
Oh, young dude. Young
this
cat.
Past.
Yeah.
Because he committed suicide years ago. He was 20. He was 20 years old when he killed himself.
Wow.
No warning. He had a baby. He had a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He had a child fairly young. She was about two when he passed. No one had any warning. To this day, no one knows why.
Wow.
No one knows why. And everyone is left with the question, what could we have done?
Yeah.
If he'd only just talked.
Just talked about it. Yeah.
None of them had any idea that he was ever even depressed. So that's something to note, too. It's very dangerous when a depressed person and when someone who's been going through something by themselves gets to that point. It's very dangerous because you really never know. So it's good to keep people talking, good to keep your friends close.
Yes, please.
Good to reach out to that family member, good to reach out to that friend you haven't spoken to in so long.
Yeah.
You know, and you've been meaning to call.
Yeah.
Do it.
And take up, you know, an activity. You know, don't just sit around and mope. Whether it's working out, push-ups, jogging, any type of physical activity to keep your mind occupied. Talk about it. Remember that God loves you. Remember that whatever it is that you're going through, it's not permanent. It's not permanent. It's, you know, you're traveling. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. And the fact that you're in a tunnel means that you're traveling to begin with. And that tunnel does not last forever. There will come a point, whether it's tomorrow, next month, 2 months, whatever it is, there will come a point where you're out of that tunnel, and you're going to enjoy what's on the other side of the tunnel. I promise you, you're going to enjoy it so much that this whole depression phase won't even matter to you because you'll be in such a good space. You know, I think Kay can definitely test to that, having been through it. You know. You seem like you're in a very good space right now.
I'm in a great space right now. And honestly, years ago, I would not have dreamed that I would feel this way and that I would be at this point.
Yeah.
I could have only just imagined it, and it seemed so far away, and it seemed at times that it would never happen, that it would never be. So just that fact, you really, prayer is important, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lose sight of God, and you really, when you're sad and when you're down, you really must pray. You really do need to do that, because there were nights when that was all that got me through.
Yeah.
A lot of crying and a lot of prayers. So honestly, on a personal level, if you're depressed, that's something to do. If you know someone who is showing signs of depression, pray for them inwardly,
yes,
but outwardly encourage them and make them feel needed,
yes,
loved, wanted, special.
Yes.
And like they matter.
And you know, real talk, man, I mean, if you are depressed, hit me up, man. I mean, if you have no one to talk to, nifty@niftychristian.com is my email. I promise you, man, I will make you laugh. I was at the movies the other day too with wifey, and I took a picture on a female's body. And
you're so silly.
I look hilarious, man.
You do.
I will send a picture to you, man.
He's good at making people laugh. Or you can give me a shout.
Yeah.
KCKAYC@niftychristian.com. I do understand what it's like to be really low and to be really down. I do know what it's like. I've been there, and I'm here now, and I'm proof that it never lasts.
Amen.
It never lasts, and happiness is there for all of us. We deserve it all. All of us, we deserve it. And God would never leave us to suffer. Never.
Amen. And you know, on that note, man, we're gonna end it right there. Casey's got some picks that she wants to run today for her own spinoff. I mean, you know, I feel offended.
Why are you offended?
I feel offended. I notice that when you do the spinoff, people call and they email, oh, Casey's spinoff was so good. Oh, we love Casey's spinoff. Oh, the pick was so good.
I can't help it if I have good taste in music.
Why is it when I do a spinoff, I don't get no calls?
Aww.
What's really good? What's really good?
Poor Nifty. Poor Nifty.
I'm upset.
Well,
who died and made you the music director of this show? And who says that you got better taste than me?
I'm just here trying to do what I'm good at.
Whatever. So anyway, you know, at the people's request, we're gonna have a Casey spinoff. It might be a little bit shorter because I'm just upset and I'm spiteful like that.
Don't be bitter.
That's just what I do.
Don't be bitter. I'm going to try to squeeze in as much music as I can for you guys.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But
we'll
remember to love all those around you. Love the one above you. If you can do that, then you too can be a Nifty Christian. And much love, y'all. We love you. Don't be depressed. Hit us up. I mean, if you need an encouraging word, we are here. KYC@niftychristian.com. Nifty@niftychristian.com. 1-877-744-NIFTY. If you got any ideas or tips or practical advice that can help people get through their depression, please share, because we ain't got all the answers. So, you know, team effort, we are all one body. Let's help, you know, eradicate this whole depression issue, especially within the church, so that we can be a more effective witness.
All right.
Amen.
Keep your head up.
Hit us up, y'all.
Don't touch that dial. We've got more heat
coming your way.
We know you like the hip-hop music, but you also want the right message and the content.
Well, let me introduce some
and present to others
the digital music source
for hip-hop's next generation.
HolyCultureDownload.com.
The people's choice for Christian hip-hop and R&B. Bringing you all the flavors you need
from the East,
the West,
the Midwest,
the Holy South,
and all around the globe.
The hip-hop culture's not going anywhere.
Arm yourself with music representing the kingdom.
HolyCultureDownload.com.
Canada, stand up! If you're an artist that can use an extra $5,000 to help promote your music ministry, then you need to stop what you're doing and pay attention.
That means listen.
Just log on to soundsrealgood.com and register. Then get your mama to vote, get your coworkers to vote, get that girl that you played before you knew Jesus to vote, get your fans to vote. You get the picture. Log on to soundsrealgood.com to register and vote.
Said, I am changed. I am changed. And I can't go back. I won't go back.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Deshaun Knight on the Nifty Christian Radio Show. And I'm going to need you to vote for me on soundrealgood.com. Hey, Don't forget it now. SoundRealGood.com. Thank you and God bless. Have a great day.
Back in the day, Jesus gave parables to those who just didn't get it.
I don't understand.
All right, listen up. Today, he's giving you the Nifty Christian Radio Show.
You sound like you like that.
Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Changed. I'm thanking you, I'm thanking you, Lord, I'm thanking you, I'm thanking you.
I am changed, I am changed, I am changed,
and I can't go back, no, I won't go back. Thank you, Lord, for changing my views. You got me focused from the things I used to do. I used to
go to class,
used to
party out,
used to
drink in class,
used to
step in last.
And I wanna thank you for the gifts you've given me. I'ma use it all to be the best that I can be. I had to
drop some friends,
had to
not pretend,
had to
change my path,
had to
make this last class. I am changed,
I am changed,
I am changed,
I am changed,
I am changed, and I can't go back, no I won't go back, oh.
I always knew my life would come down to this, I'm still surprised that it happened this quick, now I
go to church,
now I
read the word,
and I
love the Lord,
and I switched it up,
hey!
You switched it up,
hey!
You switched it up, yeah. And all the things I used to do, I don't do no more, I don't do no more. And I'm thanking you, I'm thanking you, Lord, I'm thanking you, Lord, I'm thanking you.
Nifty Christian Show.
Can you hear me? Yeah. Come on, friends. Can you lift your hands? Let's go.
From my heart, I know what I'm about to tell you. It's gonna hit you where you are. See, I was raised in the church, but I found a way to do my dirt. See, I was a preacher's son, and you won't believe the things I've done. But I said to myself, you gotta do better. You can't keep living this way. You gotta get it together. When I humble myself and pray, I knew God would listen. Today I can hear him say, my son, you are.
Forgiven, 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 forg
nation. When the tables are turned, suddenly they get the revelation. Nobody has the power to put you into heaven or hell. I don't regret the things I've done, cause now I got a story to tell. And there ain't no testimony if you don't go through the test. And you ain't got no message if you don't go through the mess. Just humble yourself and pray and give a confession. And you will hear him say, my child, you are forgiven.
Marked urgent.
Beating up your speakers with the most Christian hip-hop and R&B.
This is amazing.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Recognize the signs, I couldn't read them. It was a foreign language, so if you were speaking, I heard the sound, but couldn't interpret the signal, cause my ears were not trained to understand the pitfalls that many talked of. I thought I understood, but I was undermining my understanding. Crash landing, barely standing. Chaos overrules and overthrows careful planning. So much demanding, all of me, every day. All I see is someone or something that needs me. But I got needs too. It's funny cause I don't even know what they are. But when I find them, I'll probably keep searching for more, instead of being thankful for what's provided. So resurrect me. Oh, won't you resurrect me? Cause I think I'm dead, and if not I'm dying. Bring me back to life. So resurrect me. Oh, won't you resurrect me? I'm dead, and if not, I'm dying. Bring me back to life. The passion that burned is gone. The laughing just hasn't happened, it's all gone. If you ever looked at me and thought I was strong, sorry to say you were wrong. What went wrong? I don't know. I try to trace back every step I took. I look for your smile, but it's somber. I look in the mirror and I'm conquered. Do you concur that this is obscure? That a perfectly painted picture is now just a blur. My insides get stirred. I was so innocent, never knew how bad this life could hurt. And that's why I live like a bird, but now I just live like a burden.
I was driven by faith and purpose. Now I hitchhike cause I'm afraid to make a wrong turn. So resurrect me. Oh, won't you resurrect me? Cause I think I'm dead, and if not, I'm dying. Bring me back to life. So resurrect me. Oh, won't you resurrect me? Cause I think I'm dead, and if not, I'm dying. Bring me back to life. Bring me back to life. Resurrect me. Bring me back to life. Resurrect me. And if not, I'm dying. Bring me back to life. Cause I think I'm dead. And if not, I'm dying. Bring me back to
Music, music, and more music.
I love to sing about the moon and the June and the spring.
It's the More Music Hour on
Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Yeah.
Smiling when I hit the streets and laugh with everyone I meet. They see me calm when trouble comes my way, cause I know that it will be okay. And every single day I wake up, I lift up my hands and I pray, cause I know that you will give me life to live. And then grace and mercy follows, so I can do the will and I'm happy. But to some that's the mystery.
I wake up on my knees, hands raised like I'm a victim of a stick-up. But I love to do it, that's why I'm praising. And if you ain't praising, then you so crazy. Worship has kept me sane. If every man was a dog, then it kept me trained. Allows me to smile in the midst of the pain. Then guard my umbrella in the midst of the rain. And so the coolest thing in the world to be is a man that's in love with the G-O-D. He, she, me, cool with the worship. You know me, brother. Wind band, left hand, pinky ring on the other eye. Worship in an elevator, worship on a respirator. Worship in front of my haters, candy worship now and later. Or in a pair of jeans and a button down. In the suburbs, we can take it downtown.
Oh, they yeah. Don't, nah. They don't. They don't know that I'm in love with you, and they don't know that I'm in love with you.
Player. You need to turn this up. Turn this up.
You lady, you'll always be his baby, but you're using your body to go out and disgrace him. You need to leave him, shorty, and you should leave him, shorty. After this message, I'm guessing you think you need him, shorty. No, but you need God, your heart, it please God. It be a satisfaction, little please God. He'll never lie to you, you know he's perfect love. You know he died for you, he's got the perfect love. So go on, let him go, go. Messing with him is a no, 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 no. Play you, girl. Fighting at that Achilles, trying to shake you, girl. He's so pragmatic, so he's back at it. That's why you gotta flee temptation, tell him you can have it. He's the trickster, love to tell you that you need sin. Make you think you're still a slave when you a free man. Always scheming, but don't be ignorant. And fall prey to the liar in the lion's den. If you wait till you're alone on a day night to figure out what's wrong in the late night, it's too late, right? You got caught up again, and now you back in sin. Feel like you can't ever win, but that's a lie again. You gotta raise up, knowing God is the only one who can save us. Satan played us, it shouldn't amaze us. Crafty, taking advantage of the way we crave lust. Why you let them get you like that? If Song of Solomon had never been written, and you never saw how men were supposed to cherish their women, and look at Ephesians 5 where they nourish their wives, is he really that type of guy, or you rationalize? And our God deserves glory, greatest of love stories, more than movies and TV, believe me, he knows your needs, he provided his only son when we ain't deserve it. He loves you on your worst days, you know he's perfect, so hold on, wait, be content, you got the greatest, you single, give it away, cause your life was made for the maker. What you got is a gift, don't waste it. Temptation be looking good, don't taste it. I told you back in 05, you should've waited. But you waited, yeah, waited.
You remember wait? Hey, if you're looking for love, you need to find God.
Why you let him get you like that? Like that.
One. Look, I wake up and hit the snooze, then choose what channel I wanna see the news.
I'm almost scared to see what I'm about to observe on my color TV. Cause there's always something going on to show me. People living every which way but holy. Folk only wanna help cause they nosy. So keep your business to yourself is what mom's told me. But that could be difficult to accomplish when it seems like we only surrounded by nonsense. Jehovah on his way back, please believe he won't be pulling up in an $8 million Maybach. You know why I say that? Cause I keep confusion now. And though I like to clown, homie, don't play that. The sun is out, but the world's still shady. My color TV just confirmed people crazy. So can somebody tell me why we living in a world like this? Like this, like this, like this. Cause I can never see why he was given to a world like this. Like this. Like this. Overwhelmed how I'm feeling, cause it seemed like a day can't pass without a killing. Can't even go to school, get an education without somebody looking through a scope waiting to get revenge on an ex-friend who left them alone and they storm like X-Men. Stressed out so they anger, telling them hurt everybody, whether family or a stranger. Baby in the womb already strung out, never wanna accept the truth when it comes out. It's like the world in a twilight zone before my mic's on, make sure my light's on. Cause I don't wanna be seen, gotta be transparent to help those who don't really wanna be clean. Cause the sun is out, but the world's still shady. Everywhere I turn, just confirm people crazy. So can somebody tell me why we living in a world like this? Like this, like this, like this, like this. Cause I can never see why he was given to a world like this. Like this, like this. It's so hard not to question God when you going through a test and he checking. How you look at life, hating it or loving it. Know that he'll never lie, he gon' keep his covenant. In a world full of hate and greed, pray for the lost, can't make them read. Say to the boss, I'll go send me, so they can find their way to the cross indeed. I know it get tough sometimes, cause on the regular he gotta touch my mind. And he come through just in time, cause I'm the type that gotta live up to my rhymes. I look at myself as an example, and I try to feed you what I believe you can handle. Sun is out, but the world's still shady. Thoughts in my mind, they confirm people crazy. Yeah, my color TV just confirmed people crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. Everywhere I turn, just confirm people crazy. Yeah. Thoughts in my mind, they confirm people crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. Yeah. Day two. I wake up and hit the snooze, then choose which channel I wanna see the news. Man, needless to say that ain't nothing changed but the date of the day. And you can mark it on your calendar, somebody gon' die love, homie trying to learn to work the caliber. So it's a must that we all pray daily, hoping we can better a nation that's gone crazy. Don't nobody love life nowadays, stuck in our ways till we buried in our graves. Don't even wanna try to do the right thing, only if we see the peace of mind that it might bring. Recognize the opponent who don't want you to see you can be out any moment. The sun is out, but the world's still shady. I'm praying every day that I don't go crazy.
You have my heart.